we going? We're going to praying in the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Spirit and praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, you have something that doesn't cost you anything. So many times people think, well, I don't have the money for that. I don't have the that for that. I don't have the time for that. Doesn't cost you a thing. Do it when you're doing something if you're not talking. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 3:17. We're bringing the fact is that God is a spirit. And as we come up and understand and get more of the scripture, we find out that Jesus and God are the same. So he's a spirit. And then he sent the comforter. God sends the comforter, who is the what? Holy Ghost. So we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Jesus said the Lord is that spirit. The Bible says the Lord is that spirit. He is spirit. That's what we want you to get to see, spirit. Spirit is not something you can see. You can see your body. You can see these chairs. But it's something that you know by the Spirit, by faith in God. Faith is believing what you don't see until you have it. Amen? So that the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. There's freedom to pray in the Holy Ghost. Aren't you thankful? Or are you thankful? Some of you came up, you know, like I did, where people didn't know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when we first got saved and filled and started speaking in tongues, we got kicked out of the church and practically out of the community. And we just went home and stayed for a whole year. Get up and have church at home on Sunday morning because people were talking, but they didn't know what was going on. Nobody wanted us in their church. Well, not nobody, but most people didn't. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 45. 1 Corinthians 15 and 45 says, and so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam, who is Jesus, was made a quickening spirit. Verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man, who is Jesus, is the Lord from heaven. Okay, where are we going? We're going to the point of being filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and using that tool and using that as a tool or a weapon to get us where we need to go in life. Amen? To get us where God wants us to go most of all. You know, we get so busy, and I don't have to watch myself. We get so busy confessing our stuff, going to get my stuff. Going to get my what? Stuff. Sometimes we forget the head of the church. I was sitting there looking at this decoration still up, and I said, somebody probably wonders why it's up there. Well, we just hadn't gotten around taking it down yet. We stuck some holes in the wall to put it up, so we got to wait till we get somebody to fix the holes and somewhere to put them. But you know what? There's a hotel, Lord, I'm rabbit here. There's a hotel in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee that we've stayed in several times that we've been there called the Christmas Place. Every room, the lobby, everywhere you turn, Christmas decoration all year long. Pull it up sometime when you have time. Just type in the Christmas Place Hotel. And it's everywhere. So as I was looking at that, and thinking about them, going to get my stuff, and we get so focused on our stuff and our blessings, and I want them all. I'm married to Jimmy, remember? Take all you give me. But I thought, what if we were to leave that up there, and people would come in, and I said, wonder why they got that Christmas decoration up there. And they would come in and say, oh, praise God, a reminder of the one who came as a babe in a manger, lived here 33 years, died on the cross, rose again, and now sits at the right hand of heaven, God making intercession for me. What if we left it up there and that would be your thought? That would be the thought of the people who came here. And then they would start shabuko, hallelujah, glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace, say peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Do what? Do what he promised. Preserve you blameless. Don't forget about the scriptures that we have already read. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God, listen to this word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now it says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So we have the word of God, who is Jesus, who knows what's in your heart, and he wants the best for you, and he wants himself, his way, his will, his word planted in your heart so you can speak it out of your mouth. And then you will be holy and fully blameless before him. Just think about it. T is a teacher, or not in the classroom, but in school. How wonderful is it when you have a child that you tell them what to do, and maybe the instructions are a little bit long, but they do exactly what you say. They won't be in any trouble, will they? They won't be having any blame on them, will they? Not at all. Even your own children, if you tell them what to do, there won't be any trouble. Like write their own songs for their, piercing. Even the dividing asunder of the thoughts and the what? Intents of the heart. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with what? The Spirit. Be what? That sounds like a command to me. Does that sound like a command to you? It sounds like a command to me.